You're listening to a Times Higher Education podcast.
Emerging from conflict, the regeneration of higher education as a force for good was the topic of a session at Going Global 2014 held by the British Council in Miami this year. My name's Chris Parr, I'm a reporter for Times Higher Education, and I was in that session. Afterwards, I spoke to fellow delegate Professor Abubakar Rashid, who's Vice Chancellor of Bayero University in Kano, Nigeria. He was telling me about the challenges faced by his institution in the 2 years since 18 people were killed on campus by terrorists in the region.
Ours is a very traumatic experience. About 2 years ago, exactly on the 30th of April 2012, in the morning hours of the day, Christian worshippers in the university were attacked, and 18 of them were murdered. Many of them were university professors, some were students, and some were friends of the university who used to come to what is supposed to be a very safe environment to worship on Sunday. And the whole university was thrown into very serious turmoil. Nobody was prepared for this kind of conflict. Nobody was prepared for this kind of crisis. And it was the first time, actually, any of us was going. It was just like a dream, a very bad dream. And everybody was woken, and the whole community, the Muslim, Christian, all issues of different differences were buried, and the whole community came to support the victims, commiserate with them, and console those who lost their lives, the families, and so on. And it is still fresh in our memories. I can still remember three of my very good friends. We have been working together for 30 years in that university, and for no reason other than the fact that they happened to be in a wrong place that day, and the terrorists. At first, they wanted to send a picture of terrorists targeting non-Muslims in a predominantly Muslim environment, but the university community was not deceived. We soon realized that even the mosques were not safe. Just as the churches were not safe, the mosques were not safe. If the Christians were not safe, the Muslims were not safe. It was the target was higher education. Bayero University was the leading university in the area. And the terrorists wanted to ensure that they caused maximum disruption to the whole progress and program of modernization, civilization, globalization, westernization, of which we say the university, Bayero University, were the main agent of progress in the area, and they single it out, attacked it. At least I'm happy to say, with the support of the government, with the support of the larger community in and outside the university, we were able to emerge somehow stronger as a group of people. And in fact, two of our members, Professor Dame Oyeyi, one of the Christian leaders in the university, and Professor Sagagi, have written a joint paper and are presenting it before a conference on conflict management holding in Boston next week. Chris, I really don't know. It's something we don't like to talk about, but it has happened, and it has left a very, very serious dent on our history as a university for almost 48 years, mm-hmm. and a university that has only been reading or watching on TV these terrorist activities, first in a far away Middle East, and then started coming to North Africa, and then to North Eastern part of Nigeria, and without warning, without notice, we suddenly woke up that very last Sunday of April in 2012 to this very heinous terrorist act. I'm sorry. Sorry, Chris. It's very serious.
What do you do now? Now the university's been through this, it's been 2 years. Is it a... Do you think you now are a, you know, an institution that can show, although there may be attempts to divide, attempts to focus on particular parts of the community, that higher education is stronger than that? It won't be beaten by that, and you can send a message out that you're a stronger institution now.
Yeah, certainly. This is, I think, if there is anything positive to emerge from it, is the fact that we, as a community of knowledge seekers and knowledge disseminators within the Nigerian and international context, we have realized that we have to work together to understand that the main objective of the terrorists all over is to divide us. And if they had succeeded in dividing our university community along religious line 2 years ago, possibly the Nigerian story would have been different today, because that division would have affected more and more institutions in the country. But because in Kano we succeeded in putting that quickly behind us and working together as a people with a common destiny, common goals of providing knowledge, higher education to our people, we have in many ways succeeded in understanding the ploy, and we have emerged from that conflict a much stronger community now, who understand that what happens to the other is also, I mean, affects me also. And the divisions that we used to see now, at least we have gone beyond it. Today, the humanness, the humanity, our own common human properties have now become more important than the differences that the terrorists wanted to exploit to divide us. I am happy to say that 2 years after, the university is stronger. We have attracted more grants. We have attracted more funds now. We have increased our faculty. We have almost we have created more programs in the university, introduced more postgraduate programs, attracted more international and national grants, and our lecturers are now working, collaborating more than they were used to before the conflict. But of course, nobody would have wished this to have happened in order to for us to now realize the need to be more united in our pursuit of goals. But it has happened. We have tried to make the best use, of the unfortunate situation. And today, as I'm saying, our university has been rebuilt, and we are really emerging as one of the most serious universities in the country, in Nigeria. And our staff, the many Christian members of the university community. In fact, at first we feared that we'll lose many of the staff, but after bringing in the intelligence community in the country, in Kano, and talking to the white people and the way the whole community reacted, we have succeeded now in not only retaining the staff, but also recruiting more and more staff from all over the country and from all religions. And we don't feel threatened anymore.
Professor Rashid, thank you so much for telling me
your story. Thank you, Chris. Thank you.
You're listening to a Times Higher Education podcast.